Welcome to Midweek Service provided by the Church Sound Podcast. This is our version of tech news with your host, Prentice Thompson. Have you ever wondered, how do I mic a drum set, or what about getting audio to my live stream? We're here for you. This is tech news, new product reviews, and everything you need to know about what you need to know. Welcome to Midweek Service. Yes, welcome to another edition of the Church Sound Podcast Midweek Service. I am your humble host, Mr. Prentice Thompson, and what we do is product reviews, tech reviews, product application, everything you need to know about what you need to know right here, Midweek Service, every Thursday on the Church Sound Podcast. Now, what we're going to talk about today is something I get a question about. It's lavalier microphones for live stream and broadcast. Now, it's important to know what you need and why you need it. That's the first thing. So, right now, I'm sitting in front of the camera. I'm on a lavalier, but I'm on a wired lavalier, and I'm going to show you a picture of it. You probably should see it right now, of why it's wired directly to the camera. Now, the camera I'm using is a Blackmagic 4K. And it has a mini XLR input, which provides phantom power for the lavalier, because all lavalier microphones are condenser microphones, which means that they need 48 volts of power for them to be operational. Now, the reason why I didn't go with a shotgun mic is because I am about maybe 7 feet from the camera. Optimum distance for a shotgun mic would be between 3 to 6 feet, and I kind of wanted I want the sound to be captured close, so this way I sound like I'm talking in your ear. It's close proximity. Now, for this, in this type of scenario, would I like a wireless? Not really. I don't really need a wireless. Is it good to have one if I'm going to be moving around or illustrating something, or I'm at a whiteboard, or if I'm preaching? Yes. But a wired lavalier, first of all, will cost you less money. Secondly, it will last you much longer. You'll have this forever. I think I bought these wired lavaliers. These are Audio Technica, the AT-899. I put a you'll see it on the screen now. These are about $250, $260. I have two of these. I've had these for 7-8 years. Now, do I have wireless lavaliers? Yes, I do. But for certain situations, this is best. I mean, another reason why is that you're not looking for frequency. I'm not trying to tune to a frequency. Now, if I was using it in the way that I explained it prior, meaning that I'm moving around, and it's great. Or I could have used a shotgun mic, and I could show you that much later using a shotgun mic. But if you're just doing what we call talking head, this is talking head. I'm in front of the camera. I'm directly talking to you. At least I think I'm talking to you. I should be talking to you. And you hear me clearly, right? I have a wired lavalier. It's a lavalier microphone. It's just wired to me. And it's wired directly to the camera. So have this in your tool bag, especially guys who are filming your pastor, your leaders in situations, scenarios like this. This is a really cool way to do it. You can't go wrong. If you want the very best wireless capsule, you could probably get a couple. One, I would probably say the Sanken Casa 11D is the best sounding lavalier. And then you would have the Tram TR50 is a great sounding microphone. Sennheiser has great microphones. DPA is another company that has amazing microphones. And Countryman has great microphones. But I needed something. I didn't want to spend $900 for a capsule, $600 for a capsule. I needed to spend something that was under $300 that was going to work for me. So this worked for me. So just take note. There are other ways to do audio. Just because everyone uses the wireless microphone doesn't mean you have to use it in every single scenario. Sometimes the wired lavalier is the way to go. So before you click off, I need you to do one thing or two things, four things for me. Like this, review this, share it. And give us a comment. Write something at the bottom of the screen. We appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in. Our fan base is growing and growing and growing. And we really appreciate you. And like I say always, we will see you in the Matrix.